And now this is a dictation for Shirley Foster. Augustine 36 addresses a letter to Dr. Shankaraya, Shankaraiah, 779-5251. Dear Dr. Shankaraya, a follow-up for Mrs. Foster, a teleconference with the daughter participation in relation to advanced renal failure, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, CHF, last visit November. She has a pacemaker, weigh down few pounds, 120 down to 113. Appetite is good, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melina, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema. She's careful with salt and fluid restriction, stable dyspnea, stable orthopnea, PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen, denies lightheadedness or syncope, denies falls, diabetes all over the place, highs and lows, has chronic nocturia, no infection, cloudiness of blood. Next paragraph, medication list review. It will highlight blood pressure, Norvasc, cortic, Lasix. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure very high, 193 over 101. She's hard of hearing, but speech is normal. No gross respiratory distress. She's able to speak in full sentences. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. February, low sodium 135, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, creatinine at 2.8, which has been slowly progressive over time. Present GFR around 14.9, that will be a stage 5. Normal albumin, calcium in the low side, phosphorus NADAM, liver function test with increased alkaline sulfatase, as well as transaminases, normal bilirubin, anemia 10.7 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4-5, progressive over time. No overt symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or respiratory failure, pulmonary edema. I discussed with the patient and the daughter, they need to clarify what she wants to do. Will she ever do dialysis? She has refused AB fish to Ladang in the past. The reason for this is to prevent dialysis catheters with the associated risk of infection and morbidity mortality. We do dialysis when the symptoms develop. She needs to do chemistry on a regular basis. Of course, she can always choose not to do any dialysis at all. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension poorly controlled. I'm asking her to increase the Lasix to a daily basis. And we will keep adjusting if she shares with us the blood pressure numbers. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction. No oxygen. Next number, pacemaker. She denies to be a defibrillator. Next number, mitral valve regurgitation. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, not symptomatic. We use ARANESP, ARANESP for hemoglobin less than 10. We will monitor over time. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, abnormal liver function test, probably secondary to CHF congestion. All issues discussed with the patient and daughter. Come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks. End of dictation.